Livewire with Ray Degg.
That was The Proud One, a UK number five from 1975. We are honoured to say hello to Jimmy Osmond. Hello there, Jimmy. How you doing?
Hey, Raymond. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Sir, yourself?
Good. Thanks for playing The Proud One. I haven't heard that on the radio in a while, but that's a great old song, isn't it?
It's one of my favourites.
I heard you singing along with. Makes us feel good.
Jimmy, you come into the Opera House in Manchester.
We love Manchester, and you know, we were there not too long ago, not at the Opera House, but we were at another place, and you know, I had scheduled to do my American Jukebox show, which I had brought over there many years ago. And at the end of the tour, my brothers Merrill and Jay said, hey, we want to join you on the jukebox tour and go back to Manchester. And so they'll be with me as well. It'll be a different show. We'll still sing hits like The Proud One and Crazy Horses and all the Crazy Osmond hits, but we're also going to do music of our lives that was on our jukebox, and that's why it's called the Osmond's American Jukebox Show.
As long as you're playing all the One Bad Apples and Let Me Ins and Love Me For Reasons, I think you keep everybody happy, won't you?
Well, keep us happy, and it's really fun to have history with people, you know, that come to your show. Also, you know, people have watched us with our TV shows kind of growing up on television, that we always have performed other artists' hits from the 70s, 60s, 80s, 90s, whatever. It's quite fun to sing songs that everybody knows and kind of pay tribute to those eras of our lives. You know, what I learned a long time ago in looking out into an audience, I realized that it's really not about the performer. It's really about us doing our job so the audience is remembering their lives when those records were big on the radio and where they were, you know. And I think if you've done that and people leave feeling like they took a trip, not necessarily down your memory lane, but their memory lane, I think everybody has a better experience. Don't you agree?
I totally agree. I mean, I remember exactly where I was when all of these tracks came to the UK. Jimmy, I'd like to take you a little bit back to before you joined the Osmonds. The Osmonds started off as a barbershop quartet, didn't they?
Right, and they were performing at Disneyland, you know, for Walt Disney. It was there that Andy Williams, his father, saw my brothers on a program called Disneyland After Dark. And
yeah.
He reminded him so much of his boys, which is the Williams brothers, that they invited my brothers on the Andy Williams show. And I was practically born on that show. I did my first Andy Williams show when I was 3 years old. And I've been with the group ever since for over 27 years from that date. It was fun because I always was able to do my own little thing. You know, I'd come out and I'd sing my song and then I'd still be a part of the group. But it really blessed my life later in life to be able to have my own identity. And especially in the UK, you guys have allowed me to be in everything from what reality shows to doing my own variety shows and yet still be part of the Osmonds brand, if you will. It's been an amazing ride to be mentored by a lot of folks that today are thought of as legends. And we knew them as individuals that really kind of stepped up for us and helped us. To have all those stories is quite fun. You know, with the jukebox show, we're able to, before we do maybe a tribute set to an artist or whatever, you know, we can tell a little story about when we worked with them. And I think people kind of like that.
Were you surprised by the success that you got in the UK? Sort of Osmond mania, wasn't it?
It was crazy. It was fever pitch back in the 70s. And unless you lived it with us, you know, you wouldn't believe it because it was just mayhem, wasn't it?
Yes,
you're old enough, Raymond, to remember those days, right?
I am indeed, sir.
But, you know, through the arc of our career, it's been ups and downs like every artist. But we've tried to always stay loyal to the people that followed us and made it happen for us. And they, in turn, have really stayed loyal to us. And it's just wonderful. And it's a great honor to perform for those people that have, you know, stuck with us all these years.
Jimmy, can I take you back a little bit? As a family, you've stuck very close together, haven't you? I'm looking at your bio here, and the group started off as a barbershop quartet, and they performed to earn money to support Cyril and Tom, wasn't it?
Yeah, my two oldest brothers were born deaf. They were our heroes, but they never really participated that much with us. Yeah. They were behind-the-scenes kind of guys. And
it says the sort of people you are, though.
Well, I think, you know, none of us ever thought we would last as long as we have, and especially at a business like this, where, you know, usually an artist comes out and they have one hit, they're gone, you know. And in our case, to be able for my brothers to still be around after 54 years, still delivering on stage like it's their first show, is pretty remarkable. And I think it's down to their willingness to change and to try new things and to be comfortable in their own skin. I think an audience can totally tell if you're faking it. And you can't fake it for 54 years, you know. They've been the best examples to me to watch and try to emulate the success that in show business was we did it together, because you kind of have those moments where you really need a real friend in your life to say, hey, this isn't real, you know, this life is not all about you, and to smack you on the head and say, hey, you know, we're a team, we have a goal, we have common goals, and this is a job like everybody else's job. It happens to be a fun one, though.
Jimmy, can I stop you just for a moment? I want to play a track now. The track I'm going to play for you, you'll be surprised to know, was banned in South Africa.
No, I heard that.
Yes.
The Crazy Horses, I bet you're talking about.
Of course,
yeah,
I
am. Because they thought it was about heroin. And I'd go, hello, an Osmond song about heroin? But you know what's cool about this song? It was the very first Ecology record that really came out and had a hit. It talks about pollution, horses meaning horsepower. But it was pretty funny that it was banned. Play and let's see why.
Yeah, okay. So Alan Merrill and Wayne actually wrote it. When they found out that it had been banned, did they talk to you about the reaction to that?
Sure. When we heard that, they were gobsmacked, to quote a phrase. That would be the case, because everybody knows our history, you know. But I think they were also so excited by the fact that it received so many accolades. And what was really cool about that particular song, songs like Lazy River and Hold Her Tight, other songs that they wrote, but that one in particular really got the attention of people like, you know, Led Zeppelin and other people that they had followed and really loved. My brothers, you know, really listened to. To hear major bands step up for you and say, hey, these guys aren't just a bunch of barbershopper kids that came out of Walt Disney
printing
press. They're real artists that write really great riffs. And, you know, the proof is in the music.
UK number two in 1972. It's Crazy Horses from the Osmonds.
Every town got to stop them crazy horses on the run. What a show, there they go, smoking up the sky, yeah. We see horses out that ride, and they're you and I.
Crazy horses. They just keep on pumping how they multiply. Crazy horses, will they never halt? If they keep on moving, then it's all our fault.
What a show, there they go, smoking up the sky, yeah. Crazy horses are the riders in the U.S.
So that's 1972 there for the Osmonds and Crazy Horses. I'm speaking of Jimmy Osmond. So, Jimmy, tell me more.
I was thinking that it was so cool, that song just keeps coming back. I remember watching Star Wars, you know, one of the newer episodes, and Richard Branson had licensed Crazy Horses as a theme song for one of his companies, and it played on an advert just prior to the movie, and I thought I'd died and gone to heaven when I saw that. I thought that was so cool. After so many years, for it to be reused again like that, it was really awesome.
Jimmy, we're bringing you back up to date now. So the Osmonds, I suppose they morphed into many sort of separate entities, didn't they, in the 70s and 80s. But you stayed together as the Osmond Brothers?
Well, you know, there's several acts in the Osmond brand. You know, we're always known, especially in Europe, as the Osmonds, meaning the brothers. And then when Marie came along, you know, she became her own entity. And then Donnie Marie became an entity, meaning recording entity. And then I recorded as well and had hits. And then there were the Osmond Brothers that had hit records, everything from country to pop to you name it. People still recognize us mostly when you say, hey, the Osmonds are performing tonight at wherever. And in our shows, we have to include a little bit of all of that kind of tapestry of work that we have musically. It's quite fun to be able to do a show that is so diverse in musical styles that still are all hits from one family, you know?
What is it, one of your songs? Is it a little bit of pop, a little bit of country? Is that the one?
Yeah, I'm a little bit country, I'm a little bit rock and roll.
Oh, that's the one, yeah.
Yeah, my brothers produced that series, and you know, of course, Donnie Marie, it was their television series, and
yeah.
I was a regular on every week, and concert spots was where that song was featured in the shows. You'd start with that theme song, and then you'd go
yes.
into whatever was popular in the country world as well as the pop rock and roll world. And that's kind of what the American Jukebox Show is all about, is that, you know, going through the eras, picking the songs that really spoke to all of us in our lives.
Jimmy, the main body of the Osmonds, how are they all getting on today? Are they
pretty
okay?
Good. Alan's doing well. He has multiple sclerosis, but he's
yeah.
quite busy, and he has a great attitude. And, you know, Brother Wayne, I think you've heard, is was quite poorly. He had brain cancer, and so survived it, but it's not allowed him to continue to perform. So, you know, Jay, Merrill, and myself, we continue to do about 150 shows a year for as many years as I can remember. Donnie and Marie are doing really, really well. They're in Vegas doing 5 shows a week together, and my sister has a new television series on the Hallmark Channel. And a lot of women have really supported her and love to hear what she has to say, and she's inspired a lot of folks, so I'm really proud of her. You know, I still do my crazy thing, whether it's a play or... I'm even doing Panto again this year. I'm a baddie this time.
What are you doing?
I'm Hook this year.
He said, oh.
Yeah, in Swansea. So it should be great fun.
He's behind you. Is that the one?
I've been one of the only Americans that gets pantomime.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
But we kind of do more of a contemporary one. Musically, you know, we try to keep it contemporary and fun, and it's been real successful for me, so.
Jimmy, we're going to finish with the number one record that you had.
Let me guess.
Yeah, go on then.
Love Me for a Reason,
yes.
Right?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
I love this song. Oh. And you know what's so cool about it?
Go on.
It was remade not too long ago by another boy band, and to see the audience of all ages knowing all the words, singing our song back to us, it's just an amazing experience. And for sure, we're going to do this song in the American Jukebox coming up there in Manchester. So come celebrate it with us.
And well, indeed, it's a Johnny Bristol song, of course.
Yeah.
1974, it was a UK number one single. I remember it so well. So we'll finish with this one. It's been a personal pleasure to me, Jimmy, to actually talk to you. They think we're very blasé about this, but...
Thank you, Raymond. You're awesome. I appreciate your time, my friend.
Jimmy, can we leave with this record then?
Yeah, I hope you enjoy this record. We've enjoyed it for so many years, and it pretty much says what we feel about all the people that have stuck with us and that have loved us and stuck with us. And I hope you like this record. It's Love Me for a Reason.
Thank you very much indeed, Jimmy.
All right, my friend. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
My initial reaction is, honey, give me love, not a facsimile.
Livewire is produced by Steve Osborne Media.